This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. And I want to take this time to set the scene for you. American democracy, which is always, I love the term simply because that doesn't, it's not really what we are. But it's said to be under threat from a political party that questions the legitimacy and outcome of a presidential election, that incites and justifies lawless insurrectionist actions, and undermines American democratic institutions and processes, threatening the continued existence of the Constitution itself. If this state of affairs continues unabated, experts claim, the United States might well lapse into a second civil war, as argued in Barbara F. Walters' new book, How Civil Wars Start. Well, that's a pretty good description of the Democratic Party. You know, we're expecting something else around the anniversary of January the 6th. So let's do the checklist. A Washington Post University of Maryland poll in 2017 found that 67% of Democrats and 69% of Hillary Clinton voters said Donald Trump was not a legitimately elected president. And Hillary herself told CBS News that Trump was not a legitimate president because he stole the 2016 election. We had 3 years of contentious and debilitating investigations into what we now know was a phony Democrat-created story. But now that the Republicans have made similar claims about an anomalous election, the left has caught a case of the vapors, and they say it's a threat to democracy. And about that insurrection, would that be the 1992 riots in Los Angeles that Democratic Rep. Maxine Waters praised with that term? What about the violent riots in the summer of 2020, which leading Democrats and much of the media called mostly peaceful, and the legitimate voice of the people despite billions of dollars in damage and dozens of deaths from the violence? Maybe they were just following the lead of Baltimore's former mayor, Stephanie Rawlings Blake, who declared during that city's 2015 riots that we also gave those who wish to destroy space to do that as well. And as for the Constitution and the long-established democratic processes, which party is it that argues for wholesale changes to the Constitution? Which party wants to pack the Supreme Court? It wants to jettison century-old rules of the Senate to make it a purely majoritarian body. It admits new states to tilt the partisan balance in Washington. What changes to the Constitution are Republicans demanding exactly? And, you know, a balanced budget amendment is about the only one, hardly a regime-shaking idea. And a certain consistency deserves to be noted here. Trump was not the first Republican president to face the resistance from Democrats. It was, after all, the refusal of the Democratic Party to abide by the results of a free election in 1860 that led to our first Civil War. So why change modes now? The hysteria over the Democrats, among the Democrats, over the shambolic riot at the Capitol a year ago reveals not only the hypocrisy of the left, but also its deep insecurity, its ideological hollowness, and what psychologists call projection, that is, attributing to others what is going on in your own mind, which is all gun control is. Democrats can take a patronizing attitude toward the violence and destruction from the far left because it does not take the far left seriously, while at the same time sympathizing with the far left to some extent out of liberal guilt. But a single outburst of lawlessness from the right, foolishly tolerated, if not encouraged by Trump, that shakes the left to their very core, not simply because it is so unexpected, but because it controverts their core theory of the universe. If you think that you're on the side of history, but events don't cooperate with this lazy progressive narrative, you will be pitched into an existential crisis. This outlook cannot abide the fact that we have lived in a 50-50 nation for nearly 30 years now and are likely to continue to be closely divided for a long time to come. Progressive leftists cannot understand or accept this or any level of dissent, really. But the point is, the true intolerance in America resides overwhelmingly on the left today. The left's concern trolling over a potential civil war can be seen as a sequel to their obsession about what should be called coup porn over the events of January the 6th. Recall that the cities that boarded up their downtowns before the 2020 election feared violence from Democrats if Trump had won, as indeed occurred after the 2016 election. The foolish January the 6th mob action allowed the left to flip the script, check their own toleration of violence onto Republicans, though, as usual, the impulse to hyperbole took over rapidly. If January the 6th hadn't happened, the left would have had to invent it. Now it's going to become the left St. Crispin's Day for decades to come. Barbara Walter, perhaps the chief Civil War reenactor of the moment, confesses to being really happy on January the 6th, telling the London Times recently that this was the gift that America needed to wake up because of those of us who were sounding the alarm had been getting nowhere with it. A gift. Actually, more like a grift there, Baba. And how exactly the QAnon shaman and the other unarmed rioters could have ever succeeded in preventing Joe Biden's ascension to the presidency on January the 20th or toppling the Constitution has never been seriously explained. Which may be one reason why not a single person arrested for January 6th acts has been charged with insurrection or sedition until 2 days ago, when Stuart Rhodes, the head of the Oath Keepers, was charged with seditious conspiracy or something like that. And we'll see how that goes. Because I don't even think he was there. I don't know. As coups go, this one was pathetic. There were no seizures of radio and TV stations. There was no detention of officials. There was no control of transportation and armories or other hallmarks of the real coup. And never mind that America's separation of powers and federalism features the American government that the left generally dislikes and wishes to replace, make a traditional power-grabbing coup nearly impossible to succeed. They could grab the Capitol, but so what? They could grab Congress, they could grab the president, they could grab it all, but so what? The electoral vote count proceeded later in the day on January 6th testifies to the resilience of the American democracy, not its fragility. And the giddy talk of civil war trivializes our divisions, which are real indeed. And it's hard to maintain a sense of common citizenship when we increasingly see each other as utterly alien. But projections of a new civil war are overwrought. For one thing, we lack the sectional geographical divide that was central to our actual civil war, and a single central issue over which compromise became impossible. Walter predicts something more like a guerrilla war instead of a real civil war with localized terrorist acts. It's more likely that Americans will continue the accelerating process of self-sorting. Americans are moving in large numbers to states more congenial to their political and social views, mostly from blue to red states, or forming enclaves within red and blue states. And some of the ideological divides can be ameliorated by reinvigorating federalism. Let Vermont be Vermont. Let Idaho be Idaho. And the possibility of terrorist acts that Walter predicts would be diminished substantially through reinvigorated federalism. But of course, we know who's against this. The very same people warning of a civil war. But if it does come, if it did happen, which we should all be against, but if it does come, it will be on account of the intransience of the Democrats. The same ones that started the first one. And the outcome will be the same as it was the last time. Which, I never quite get why somebody out there, no matter what their ideological bent would be, would sit there and say, "Come and kill me." which is essentially what they're doing. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. One of the biggest problems in Congress today is nothing happens in Congress. They call it gridlock, and you know they attribute it to various things like not enough of a mandate. And really, it's hard to do things in Congress, even when you, as we saw with Trump, he couldn't get very much done with Congress. And he had it. He had, Ryan was in charge of the House. McConnell had the Senate. And they were against it. But I digress. One of the reasons that I think one of the reasons I think that they are so gridlocked all of the time is because they're not concentrating on legislating. They get out there and they do some stuff, but I mean, really, truly, when you think about it, don't you think a congressperson could do more in a given day? Now, a lot of people in Congress go to Congress as someone of moderate means, right? The job itself pays fairly well, but when you think about maintaining two residences in two cities, that can quickly dissipate as you watch it. So, they have other ways of making money there, too, on the side, and definitely within, and, you know, I'm almost certain they got ways to finance it built into it, too. Because Congress critters can invest. And they can do it even with what would be considered traditionally insider information. So, some in Congress think that's not the way it should be. Of course, others in Congress disagree. Like Nancy Pelosi. She is scrambling to quash the bipartisan effort to ban stock trading by congressional lawmakers. Even as she and her husband have raked in as much as $30 million from bets on the big tech firms that Pelosi is responsible for regulating. Late last month, the House Speaker disclosed that the Pelosi's scooped up millions in bullish call options for stocks including Google, Salesforce, Micron Technology, and Roblox. At the same time, some insiders say she has slow-walked efforts to rein in big tech, do you think? Days later, she brushed off worries over stock picking by lawmakers, claiming that it was part of the free market economy. Comments that made Democratic insiders' blood boil, people close to the speaker told the Post, because that kind of, well, here's Jeff Hauser, a self-proclaimed progressive Democrat and founder of the Revolving Door Project. He said, key policymakers can be rich, but they shouldn't own individual companies. Stock picking by elected officials gets worrisome about whether legislators have access to insider information or whether your stock purchases will consciously or unconsciously impact policy making. Who'd have thunk it? Now, Pelosi is one of the richest members of Congress with an estimated net worth of more than $106 million. According to an analysis by the Post, that's an average of the maximum and minimum established value of her assets and liabilities. The methodology used by the Center for Responsive Politics, using her most recent financial disclosure from August, which pegs the maximum at $252 million and the minimum at $40 million. Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, is a businessman who runs the venture capital and investment firm Financial Leasing Services and has made countless bets on high-profile companies his wife is supposed to regulate, like Amazon, Apple, and Google. The Pelosi's split their time between a townhome in the pricey Pacific Heights neighborhood of San Francisco and a condo in the Georgetown neighborhood of Washington, D.C. They own a Napa Valley vineyard that's worth between $5 million and $25 million, according to the required financial disclosure reports, which allow members of Congress to obscure their net worth by listing value ranges rather than precise figures. Why would they do that? Why would that be a policy? In addition to Paul Pelosi's recent round of trading in December, they raked in millions from individual stocks over more than a decade. Now, there is no smoking gun showing the Pelosi's have traded using insider info, but their portfolio has often outperformed the S&P 500, causing critics to question whether the speaker and other stock-picking politicians have the public's best interest in mind when legislating. Capital gains and dividends from their holdings in just five big tech firms, Facebook, Google, Amazon, Apple, and Microsoft, made them $5.6 million and up to $30.4 million in that obscuring way they can list this. between 2007 and 2020. And the Pelosi's overall portfolio, which also included companies like Disney and Roblox, beat the S&P 500 by 4.9% in 2019 and 14.3% in 2020. It's interesting, when she was not in charge of the House, it would jump that much in 2 years. The Pelosi's exposure to tech stocks, however, may have actually hurt them in 2021 when their portfolio underperformed the S&P 500 by 15.5%, and it goes down when she takes over the House. When asked whether the opportunity to profit on trades could create a conflict of interest, she said no. And she rejects the idea of a ban on trading individual stocks. Now, Drew Hamill, her spokesperson, said the speaker does not own any stocks. As you can see from the required disclosures with which the speaker fully cooperates, these transactions are marked SP for spouse. Now, Walter Schaub, who is the former director of the United States Office of Government Ethics, calls this defense, and he worked under Obama and Trump, he calls this absolutely insulting. He said the idea that the stocks are in their husband's name is a complete red herring. Unless members of Congress are willing to wear microphones around the clock when they're having dinner with their spouses and going to bed, the public has no way of knowing what information they intentionally or inadvertently share. They own up to $25 million each in both Amazon and Apple, up to $5 million in Google. Representative Michael Cloud, a Texas Republican who's pushing two bills that would ban stock trading by members of Congress, told the Post, "We should be held to a higher standard. When the public sees people in office profiting off stock trading when they're struggling, it does a great disservice to everything that this nation should be about." Now, even though Pelosi's district is adjacent to Silicon Valley, though, she's making moves to distance herself from big tech, including reportedly refusing to take calls from Mark Zuckerberg in 2019, after Facebook declined to remove a doctored video of her. Earlier this year, she seemed to praise antitrust legislation, saying there has been concern on both sides of the aisle about the consolidation of power of the tech companies, and this legislation is an attempt to address that. But then, that's what she says publicly. Privately, she continues her relationship with big tech. "We're not running the country. We're running up the score in the bank account." We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans can start ordering free COVID-19 home test kits on Wednesday, January 19th. There will be a limit of 4 test kits per household. The test kits are expected to be shipped within 7 to 12 days of ordering. This, as President Biden did say, those test kits would be going out in early January. It looks like now it will be early February. The black nationalist accused of a domestic terrorist attack in Waukesha, Wisconsin, will go to trial. Daryl Brooks Jr. appearing in court Friday, where a judge found probable cause to send him to trial. Brooks is accused of driving his SUV through a parade just before Thanksgiving. Brooks facing over 75 charges, including 6 counts of first-degree intentional homicide. This is USA Radio News. Prince Andrew is stripped of military titles and royal patronage.
Buckingham Palace is reporting Britain's Prince Andrew has returned his military affiliation to Queen Elizabeth II. This comes a day after the royal's lawyers failed to persuade a U.S. judge to dismiss a civil lawsuit that accuses him of sexual abuse and possibly tying him to the Jeffrey Epstein lifestyle.
I have no recollection of ever meeting this lady.
The prince on the BBC in 2019. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The NFL playoffs set to begin on Saturday, and home field might not feel like much of an advantage for the Buffalo Bills in their wild card game Saturday night against the New England Patriots. Forecasters are calling for temperatures at 6 degrees above zero at kickoff. And with winds out of the northeast, it's likely to feel more like sub-zero. The last time these two teams played in Buffalo, they played in winds of 40 to 50 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We're going to look into the future now. We're going to look into the future. Now imagine it is September 4th, 2035 in Miami, and you have a large Cat 5 hurricane that's offshore headed straight for the city. Roughly 7 million people are in the general area where the hurricane will come ashore in 24 hours. So the governor orders an evacuation of the Miami-Fort Lauderdale area of Florida. All of the cars start heading north on I-95. All lanes are cleared to head northbound. With Congress and President Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez having mandated that all cars built after 2030 must be electric, no hybrids, everybody heads north. But now all the people are caught up in a terrible traffic jam. Electric cars are starting to stall out on I-95, as well as the A1A and the Turnpike as they run out of power. There's simply not enough charging stations to charge the cars, and police monitoring the available chargers are limiting drivers to 15 minutes. Chargers are shutting down as water shorts out the charging heads on the cars. The electric cars are turning off their air conditioners to preserve their remaining charge. In your electric car, you're stuck in a traffic jam all night with a storm headed right at you. No battery, no air conditioning, no windshield wipers, no GPS. All you can do is call 911 and hope for help. But they can't because all the roads are blocked with stalled electric vehicles. The new electric police and EMT vehicles mandated by President Cortez also soon are out of juice. The wind is increasing. Then Florida Power and Light turns off the grid as power lines come down. How do you charge thousands of electric cars stalled in a traffic jam? Well, each individual car has to be towed to a charger or given a quick charge just to get it off the road. With no air conditioning, many elderly and infirm will die in their cars. In Florida or the Gulf Coast, thousands will surely drown. Where's the electricity for these cars going to come from? Today's grid is maxed out almost every day during the summer. No nuclear power. California has two nuclear plants, and one is being totally decommissioned, and the other one is scheduled for decommissioning. Lithium-ion batteries are toxic waste. So where is the infrastructure to recycle those green car batteries? Oil was discovered for commercial development in Pennsylvania in 1859. With 150 years to develop the infrastructure and distribution system for oil and gas, we are blessed with a robust and reliable source of power. Modern gasoline-powered cars yield almost no air pollution. So the question has to be asked, is it such a smart idea to trash this well-developed system to go green? This is, you know, it's one of those nightmare scenarios, right? Yeah. I just thought I'd toss that in there for a little sauce. Let's go to this. Bail reform and people being out there able to do whatever they want, getting out of jail free and all this other stuff is becoming a problem. And the son of a Houston grandmother who was fatally stabbed in 2020 by a suspect with an extensive criminal record and who was out on bond at the time is pressing to hold judges and the criminal justice system accountable for her death and that of others killed by criminal defendants released back onto the streets, which is a novel idea, but one well past its time. Rosalie Cook was walking to her car, 80 years old, walking to her car in a Walgreens parking lot on a morning on May 16th after having purchased birthday cards when Randy Lewis pushed her to the ground and stabbed her to death. He was then shot and killed by police at the scene after having charged an officer with a knife. At the time of the killing, Lewis had been arrested at least 67 times, was out on two felony personal recognizance bonds, which don't require cash to get out of jail, but imposes restrictions like a GPS monitoring or drug testing. Chuck Cook said, if I could sue the judge, I would do it. There's no accountability. There's just a lot of fronts that I'm really angry about in terms of the criminal justice system. Ms. Cook, her grandmother of six, was among at least 156 people who have been killed since 2018 by offenders out on multiple bonds in Harris County, Texas, alone. Harris County is the state's most populous county, according to Crime Stoppers of Houston. Local bail practice changed after officials settled a lawsuit that said most people accused of misdemeanors crimes do not have to put up cash or large sums to get out of jail. Now, what came out of that applies to misdemeanors, but some judges have begun applying the policies in some felony cases. And the result has left defendants who would otherwise remain in jail pending trial or post bond get released back on the streets, where some have violently reoffended, obviously, when they've killed 156 people in one county in 4 years. That's nearly 40 people a year. That's sort of a tell that this particular policy is a failure. Now, while Crime Stoppers is tracking these cases of these guys on multiple felony bonds, including bond forfeiture and bonds for those released on their own personal recognizance, Fox News decided to reach out to the Harris County District Attorney's Office. The figures released by the Public Safety Group come as multiple jurisdictions continue to implement bail reforms or toy with the idea. Supporters argue that the cash bail system discriminates against the poor and denies defendants the presumption of innocence. But then you look at a case like Cook's. And that's where, That's where tragedy occurs. In Austin, Texas, in Travis County, a judge recently set a bond for a convicted sex offender at $50,000 after a magistrate judge recommended a $1 million bond. Now, the judge who set the lesser bond told Fox News she followed proper procedures. Her name is Judge Christine Harris Schultz. She said, as a judge, I follow the code of criminal procedure in every case. And in determining the amount and conditions of bail, I consider the financial resources and their ability to make bail, and the safety of the community and the alleged victim as well. Chuck Cook, on the other hand, still lost his mom. He said she was a stereotypical grandmother, the ones you read about in the novels. She was short, she was plump, walked with a cane, she wore reading glasses, and sat in a rocking chair and knitted. She made efforts to keep herself out of harm's way, noting that she never went out at night. And Mr. Cook, surprisingly, still supports some sort of bail reform, but he'd like to see some common sense approach to it. He said, I don't believe poor ought to stay in jail because they're poor. I agree that if it's a misdemeanor and nonviolent, but what they did with Randy Lewis and what they're doing all over the country is absolutely insane. And in the interim, while they're out there trying every little thing they can to take guns. Right now they're trying to take over the elections, but while they try to take guns, they're letting criminals out on the street. They like violence. Violence and chaos. They think you run to them when there's violence and chaos. Please take over running my day-to-day life. That's what they're looking for. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
One more time, J.O. Witt. We're waiting on snow here, so, you know, I'm trying to do as much as I can prior to the snow coming down. So, this is Gun Owners News Hour. As shocking as it may seem, the Democrats are right about something for once. Even a broken clock is right twice a day. Even Eric Swalwell occasionally mates with someone who is not a Chi-Com spy, shutting her eyes tight and doing her booty duty for Beijing. And the Democrats are right about we need election reform to save our democracy. So, I have a few modest proposals of my own. I'm not in government, but I just want to make them. And then if you'd like to spread the wealth to your elected officials, feel free. There is no form of payment needed. And mine are good and hard changes to it. Now, the Democrats have a very different objective in reforming the election system than we do. They seek to make it easier for lazy and stupid people to vote. While at the same time, if you want to dine in a restaurant in a lot of blue cities right now, you have to show an ID and your vaccination card. But not to vote. Now, this is perfectly reasonable, considering that the indolent and idiotic make up key components of the Democrat coalition. They also want to flood the system with unaccountable votes in order to allow themselves to cheat. So in this way, they can steal wins where otherwise voters would reject them for their incompetence, their corruption, and general tiresomeness. Me and you, we probably have a different goal. We want election security. We want to have, I want to have the faith to believe that when the election is done, it is done properly. I can accept losing if it's done properly. But we also want to make it more difficult for bums and morons to participate in the electoral system. The Dems complain that we would make it harder to vote. Guilty, absolutely guilty as charged. Voting should be a minor inconvenience in order to screen out the layabouts and the mouth breathers who find getting up off their stained, stinking couches, wiping the Doritos detritus off their Linkin Park t-shirts, and taking the bus to the polling station to be too much of a hassle. Obviously, causing fewer duds and dummies to cast ballots will hurt the Democrats. And that's fine. We want to hurt the Democrats. These guys are a bunch of communist-curious hacks. They should not be allowed within a parsec of power. And if we can make it harder for them to steal an election, I'm good with that. Now, Democrats have their, quote, voting rights, end quote, bill to facilitate a federal takeover of the election system because they believe that with the Democrat bureaucrats, is there any other kind? In D.C., in charge, they will never lose another election. Considering that their standard bearer is a desiccated old pervert who has the approval rating of a Lincoln Project babysitter, they have reason to worry that fair and free elections will repudiate the hell out of them in 2022 and 2024. That's why they want to cheat. There's the bottom line. They want to steal elections and not be troubled by obstacles like clean voter rolls and basic ballot security measures. Ballot harvesting? How could having randos collecting Santa bags of ballots go wrong? Actually, it could not go wrong, and they are counting on that. And then there's voter ID, which three-quarters of America supports. There's pretty much nothing else in America, the American society, that three-quarters of us agree on, except for mourning Betty White and acknowledging that Ryan Stelter is a potato. The contortions they go through to explain why voter ID is racist and sexist and transphobic and causes climate change is sort of funny. It's very transparently a ploy to make it easier to cheat that you have to give them credit for maintaining that straight face when crying about it. If we had a free media instead of a regime media, the dim polls might get asked the obvious question, which is, why do you think minorities are too stupid to get ID cards? Or they might get asked, why is it so hard that it is racist to require citizens to show a driver's license to vote, yet not so hard that it is racist to require citizens to show a driver's license and also go get several shots and then to show yet another document, the vaccine passport, before they can sit down and eat a Whopper and a Burger King? The answer to that, of course, is that you're racist for asking that question. So, the Patriot voter reforms, in contrast, recognize the primacy of electoral security and the idea that it's too much trouble to vote. You will probably be voting for some leftist tool anyway. So, here are the key components of our Voting Freedom Initiative. Number one, picture voter ID, both to register and to vote. If you're too dumb to get an ID, you should be licking windows instead of casting ballots. Number two, no same-day registration. There's no way to confirm your identity the same day you sign up. Number three, one-day voting on Election Day. If it's too much trouble to vote on Election Day, don't. Number four, in-person voting. If you're deployed in the military or in an iron lung, you can vote absentee. Everybody else shows up in person. Only absentee ballots arriving by 5 p.m. on Election Day get counted. Number five, no ballot harvesting. That nonsense ends right there. Number six, paper ballots only. We want an audit trail. Number seven, no ballots not counted within 12 hours of the polls closing get counted. We're done with the dumps and the found ballots. Number eight, every vote gets counted in public with lots of observers. Total transparency. Number nine, large urban centers must report votes first. That makes it hard for Democrat polls to know how many ballots to find. Number 10, no changes to election laws or procedures within 180 days of the elections. That gives us time for us to litigate the scams. Those reforms would horrify the Democrats. Because they would make Democrat losers less likely to vote and complicate the Democrat cheating. By the way, those are features, not bugs. We also need some electoral forms as a party. The 2020 election was lost in large part because the Republican Party completely stomped on its Schumer by failing to adequately fight out its legal challenges to the many unlawful rule changes decreed before Election Day. In Nevada, right after the Election Day, the GOP had one lawyer on the ground. One. That's not a legal team. He has to get his own coffee. That cannot happen again. Further, the Democrats had a major law firm, Perkins Coie, with experience and resources up and running everywhere. The Republicans did not have a big firm, and that killed us. Democrat partners at big law firms refused to allow the big firms to join the fight. We need to create a big GOP law firm devoted to election warfare, and it should have top-notch litigators and support staff just waiting for election season. And in the meantime, the firm can sustain itself in regular litigation. It does not even need donations. GOP-oriented businesses can give it a slice of their regular legal work to keep it going between elections. So the next time the GOP asks you for a donation, ask them for their 2022-2024 lawfare game plan before you write a check. Yes, the election system does need to reform. It is too easy both to cheat and for cretins to vote. And later we can move on to other innovative reforms like voter IQ tests. Put that in place and the Democrats probably never win an election again. The importance, when you get out there and you hear these little cliches like elections have consequences. Yes, they do. They do. And right now, as you recently witnessed within the Supreme Court, where the vaccine mandate was smacked down because Trump got three people in there. You understand the far-reaching impact of who's in office at any given time. So, if you want to maintain your rights, we have to have government in place that respects that, that respects your rights, simply because they exist. That they're not there to make a bunch of money, that they're not there to take a bunch of things, they're not there to mandate something like electric cars for everyone. That they're there just to maintain what they're supposed to maintain and then get out of the way and let us lead our lives, including self-defense if we need to. Instead, what we have right now is we got a bunch of people letting a bunch of criminals out, trying to tell you what you can own, and wanting to run every little facet of your life. And we can't have that. Back again next week. In the meantime, keep your eyes open. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.